Hello, ladies. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. How are you all doing? How are you all feeling? I'm acting as if you guys just responded to me. I'm having a one-way conversation. I'm about to respond to you as if you've just asked me how I'm doing, but I'm gonna let you know anyway. I'm doing great. I feel amazing. I just ate the most delicious chia seed pudding that I have ever had. And gosh, God help me. It's now, that place is in walking distance from my house. So I think that's going to be my new favorite treat. I just feel so overwhelmed with joy at the moment. I feel so grateful. Everything just feels really in flow. It's like ever since we stepped into Q4, maybe it had something to do with the full moon. I don't know. I just have felt such a surge of energy, and I just felt in so much flow and excitement over the next three kind of final or so months of the year. And I think a lot of it actually has to do with the fact how much my clients are winning right now. It's just, I feel honestly overwhelmingly grateful that I have the privilege and the honor to work with the most epic, badass women every day and on many different levels. Like, I have my one-to-one clients who I just absolutely love spending parts of my day with, who are just beautiful human beings, who are brave, badass women going after what they want. Then I have the amazing women in my group program, Money Mindset Magic, who are just honestly an absolute joy and pleasure to spend time with. Every single Tuesday, we have a group coaching session. I check in with them throughout the week, and they've been freaking killing it. Like, collectively as a group, you guys, we have brought in, as a group of women, we have brought in $90,000 in just 7 days. That's how much money the women in my Money Mindset Magic group have manifested in only 7 days. And honestly, like we talked about it, I don't even think that's it. I think there's more money. We were just counting the big checks. So I'm sure that money would probably, that amount would probably be more than that. But I think it's just hitting me on such a deep level that like I get to spend my life with these women and that I get to call that work and that it gets to be joy-filled. And I want to say easy, but what I don't mean is that I don't work for it. Look, I do work hard for it and I put in a lot of effort for my clients and certainly into my business, but it does get to be easy in terms of it gets to be in flow. It gets to come with ease and with joy and with sparkle and with magic. And I think, I just have to honor that. I just had to go on a little gratitude rampage with you. And then I'm not even including the women who are my friends, who are my cheerleaders, who are also women in business that I connect with on a daily basis, who champion me and I champion them. And yeah, just thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to all the women that follow me on Instagram. Like, honestly, I love you all. I love you all. And I'm super grateful for you. And yeah, that's where I'm at, ladies. Anyway, I promise you that there is an actual theme to today's podcast. And it's something that has been coming up for me majorly today. It's something I've been discussing with a few of my clients. And I really feel called to talk about this on a deeper level. And this is about your realm of possibility, meaning what have you decided is within your realm of possible? And what have you decided is outside of that realm of possibility? And you will have made those decisions. Every single one of us has made those decisions. I have certainly still got areas that in my life that I have decided are outside of my realm of possibility. But those things and those areas are very different to what they were even a year ago, even 2 years ago. Like that is shifting and changing, and it's something I'm constantly aware of. And I just want to bring to your attention on a deeper level today. So if you look around you right now, wherever you're listening to this episode, maybe you're in your car, maybe you're in your house, maybe in your kitchen doing your dishes. That's where I listen to a lot of my podcasting. No, not my podcasting. I don't listen to my own podcast. I swear, I listen to other people's podcasts. But if you look around you right now at your environment, this is your current realm of possibility. Meaning what you see around you, what your current reality is, the way you live and breathe and operate on a daily basis feels comfortable. You know it. It's safe. This is your realm of comfort. This is your realm of possibility. And no one could probably try to dissuade you that this wasn't your reality, or that this wasn't your realm of possibility, or that you weren't deserving of this, right? Like, that would be ridiculous. You'd probably laugh at them if they walked into your home right now and said, "This is outside of your realm of possibility. You don't deserve to live here. You don't fit in inside of this realm of reality." You'd be like, "What the F? What are you talking about?" And yet, if I started to push you right now, not physically, I mean, if I started to get you to think on a bigger level, there would come a point where your body and your mind would start going, "Oh my God, no, that's not for me," or "That's not possible for me. That's not possible for people like me." Or, "How the heck would I ever make that happen?" Or, "Oh my God, that would be a dream, but that doesn't happen for people like me." And so I want to push you today to know where that boundary is and why you have decided that those things are outside of your realm of possibility and how they may be holding you back from stepping into a completely new frequency and a completely new level of abundance and prosperity. So I was on a call today with an incredible woman, and I was sharing with her some of the results that my clients get. So I was sharing with her like literal tangible results. We're not even talking about the emotional results that they receive and the shifts and the internal changes. I was like, "Okay, so gosh, this month, one client hit 15K. I've had a client hit 25K. I've had a client hit 100K. Like, I was, I guess, rambling off these numbers. And to her, she really openly said to me in a beautiful way, she said, "It feels like you're speaking Japanese to me," or, "It feels like you're literally like in a foreign land, so to speak. That's what those numbers feel like to me." What she meant was they are completely outside of my realm of possibility, meaning she has within her the belief that that amount of money, those figures, are not possible for her. And therefore, there is a disconnect within her, meaning she's living within her realm of possibility. But beyond that, the figures that I was speaking into existence, like 25K, felt so beyond her current realm of possibility. Now, why? Because we know it's possible, right? We know that there are women out there and men who make this kind of money and much, much more money than that. We know that there are people who make probably $1 million a month. We know that there are billionaires. We know that there are people in business who have 100K launches, 200K launches, $1 million launches. We know it's actually possible, yet why doesn't it feel possible for us? Because we've decided it is outside of our realm of possibility through our own set of experiences, our own set of programming, and our limiting beliefs. And the good news is that we have the power within us to shift and to change all of those things. So I'm sure there are things that if you look back in your life right now, if you look back to, let's go back to your 18-year-old self, go back to 18-year-old version of you. There are probably things that you experience in your life right now that are great and wonderful things, that for that 18-year-old version of you would have been outside of your realm of possibility. If you told your 18-year-old self about what you maybe do or experience or how you live your life or the person that you're dating or married to or how much money your business makes, if you told that version of you right now, I don't know, the places that you've traveled to, she would probably think that's outside of her realm of possibility right now. She'd probably be in awe of you. Therefore, how can we use that as proof that at any given moment you get to shift and change and expand your realm of possibility? And where right now is there room for growth to expand your current realm of possibility to? When I think back to the amount of money that my first ever business coach told me I should charge for a 12-week coaching program, when I think back to that, oh my God, when I think back to that moment, I thought I was going to physically throw up the moment that she said that. It was so beyond my realm of possibility. My jaw dropped open and I was like, what? How could I charge that much money? What? Me? That's just ridiculous. How on earth and how does it get to be that easy? It can't be that easy. What? Now I look at that amount of money and I'm like, holy shit, I couldn't possibly imagine charging that little. I mean, it's so beyond my realm of possibility in the opposite direction now. That's because I've expanded my consciousness of what is possible for me. And yet there are areas in my life that I know I'm blocking myself from because I've decided subconsciously that they are outside of my realm of possibility. But you know what? Keep listening to this podcast because I'm really freaking excited to step into those new realms and to do the work to get there. Because I do know on a conscious level that it is possible for me. And I'd say some of those things might be something like, I'd say right now, as I'm saying it, my brain is finding ways actually that I could totally make it possible. But I'd say right now, an 100K week feels a little outside of my realm of possibility. You know what really feels outside of my realm of possibility right now? Like $1 million a month. I'd say, I don't know, like $1 million a month. Like how the heck am I going to make that happen? Like that's kind of where I'm at with the limited belief. I'd say, oof, what else is outside of my realm of possibility? Buying some kind of massive mansion feels a little outside of my realm of possibility, depending on where in the world that is. Like if I imagine doing that right here, right now, the version of me right here, right now, like, yeah, that feels a little outside of my realm of possibility. So then that for me is a signal. Okay, why have I decided that? Is that the truth? And who do I need to become to make that my realm of possibility? And I want to share a couple of stories. One story is about how I've applied this in my own life and how I shifted this quite quickly. And then another story is something that literally just came to mind as I started recording this episode that I think really highlights this. So the first one that I want to share isn't really to do with my own personal up-level, but I think it's just so fascinating when it comes to human nature. And I really want, as you're listening to this, for you to think how and where the same kind of behavior really applies in your own life. But obviously it's going to be in a different and more unique way to you. So I live in LA, as I'm sure most of you know, and a few years ago, I was gonna go for drinks at quite a fancy hotel here in LA. And it's a place where quite a few celebrities stay, I guess, when they're in town. And I was walking over to the entranceway of the hotel and there was some paparazzi outside, I think. And I think mainly it was actually like a group of teenage, or I'd say, yeah, late teen girls. That's how I remember them. And they were hovering and waiting outside, but like not waiting on the like red carpet section of the hotel entrance. They were hovering like kind of almost on the street. And they had these notepads with them. And like, I love chatting with people. So I like stopped the girls and I was like, hey girls, like what's happening? Like, are you waiting for someone? And they told me that One Direction was in the hotel and that they were the biggest One Direction fans. I was like, oh, cool. That's like awesome. And they've been standing there, you guys, for hours, waiting and hoping that maybe One Direction would come out of the hotel so that they could sign their autographs. Like maybe they'd catch them on the way to getting into their car. When I look back and think about that now, I'm like, most of those celebrities don't come out the front entrance. They probably go out the back entrance. But still, these girls have been standing there for hours. And like, I had a nice conversation with them and then I didn't think anything about it. And I walked into the hotel, said hello to the woman on the lobby, and just walked straight into the hotel bar. Guess who was sitting there? I think it was like, I don't even know their names, you guys. So I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone who's a really big One Direction fan. There was like two of the main guys from One Direction. Of course, I recognized them. And they were just sitting at the hotel bar. Like I was just sitting at the hotel bar, having a drink with a friend. They were just hanging out. And then I sat down at my table and I thought about it for a moment. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow. Here's One Direction, yet just maybe a few feet, like a short, tiny little walk away from these girls who have been standing outside for hours, just hoping they might possibly catch a glimpse of these guys. And here I am, and I've just walked in to this hotel and sat down and decided that I am going to have a drink here in this bar. Why? Because it was completely within my realm of possibility that I could just walk into this hotel and go and sit down and order a drink. But it was outside of these adorable, amazing teenage girls' like realm of possibility that they could even step onto the red carpet entrance of this hotel. They weren't even giving themselves permission to do so. Now, I know they're just teenage girls. This is not a judgment on them whatsoever. What I'm using this as an example is about how we put these invisible barriers in front of us energetically. These girls, honestly, if they had allowed it to be within their realm of possibility and they had just walked in there thinking it was within their realm of possibility and with confidence, maybe not with their autograph books out, but still, if they had just held themselves with the air of it being within their realm of possibility, they too could have gone and sat down and had a drink at this bar, a non-alcoholic one, of course, and ordered some food. There was no bodyguard. There was nobody telling them that you couldn't walk in. You didn't have to be a guest at this hotel to go in there. But they had decided that that was so beyond their realm of possibility that they would rather wait outside of the hotel in hopes of maybe catching a glimpse of them. And yet One Direction was just inside. And I found that fascinating because of human behavior. How are you in your own life setting up an invisible barrier for yourself? What have you decided is simply not possible for you? Is it doubling your prices? Is it attracting a certain kind of client? Is it pulling in a certain amount of revenue? Have you decided that it is outside of your realm of possibility to live in a specific area in your city or in a different country even? Have you decided that it is outside of your realm of possibility to own a certain kind of house or go on a 5-star vacation? Have you decided that it is outside of your realm of possibility to turn left instead of right when you walk onto a plane, that you deserve to be in business class or first class? What are you blocking yourself from? What are you preventing yourself from? Because I'm here to freaking smash it. Break through with you and say, girl, there's nothing standing in your way. It is an invisible barrier. And at any given moment, you get to step through that invisible barrier. But you have to give yourself permission to do that. And I want you to use this analogy of these sweet, adorable One Direction fans holding themselves back from walking into this hotel. And imagine there is no bodyguard. What bodyguard is telling you that you can't step into this new level, this new realm of possibility? There isn't one. The only person blocking you is you. And so who do you need to become? How do you need to hold yourself? How do you need to walk, talk, act, and behave? What actions do you need to take? What energy do you need to surround yourself with in order to decide that this is actually within your realm of possibility? And I'll share one more story that for me personally highlights this within my own life. So we've moved about a month ago now, I think, maybe just over a month ago. We moved homes and I had been looking, I'd say for quite a bit, like off and on, for a new place. And the real estate market and like all of that stuff in LA is pretty intense. And I was looking for a specific space. Like I wanted specific things that were on my list. I knew how I wanted to feel in this place. But I also didn't want it to cost more than a certain amount. So when I was doing my online searches for places here and there, the first thing that I would do was put in the amount of money that I was basically willing to spend on this place. So you know how you can put your minimum and your maximum. So I'd put in my maximum. And then based on those results, I would try to find the home with the kind of amenities and things that I was looking for. And I don't know if you remember Haley Hoffman Smith, who was on the podcast a few weeks ago. She was talking about manifestation on her Instagram. And something that she said just really got me thinking. And I started to go inwards and I spent a day kind of really like journaling and going deeper within myself and asking if I had any limiting beliefs around this and looking at where I was aligned and where I wasn't aligned with finding this home that I very much thought I was ready to manifest into my life. And it hit me, this moment hit me, where I was blocking myself by using the parameters of how much it cost, meaning I was keeping myself trapped within my own realm of possibility by only looking at what was within, quote unquote, my price range. Instead of first looking at how I wanted to feel, only focusing on like the abundance that I wanted to feel in this place and things that were on my list and the light that I wanted to pour in, I was first approaching it by limiting my realm of possibility. So for the next 24 hours or so, I like decided to screw it. And I think I doubled or tripled the maximum amount that I was willing to pay. And I stopped focusing on the price. And I started to simply focus on the feeling that I wanted to have in this home. I started to simply focus on manifesting the abundant home that I was ready for. And I, by doing that, expanded my realm of possibility. I stopped limiting myself. And then very, very shortly, we found the home that I'm now in. And I think it's just magical coincidence that this home has even more than I actually thought was possible. And it's still within that price that I first wanted to pay. But I think that it's because I expanded my realm of possibility that that even was allowed to be shown to me, if that makes sense. So over the next week or so, I really want you to start becoming aware of this. I really want you to start looking at where you have decided that something is not possible for you. And instead of judging it or thinking it's wrong, I'd actually start, I'd love you to start leaning inwards and asking yourself, when did I make this decision? Why did I make this decision? Who taught me that this was outside of my realm of possibility? Like, where did I learn this? Who did I learn this from? Was it from the people that I surrounded myself with growing up? Is it from my parents? Is it from my current group of friends? Is it from the media? Is it from the things I'm absorbing online? How is my subconscious and conscious brain being saturated with the beliefs that this isn't possible for me? And is that the truth? Is that the truth? Is it truly completely 100% outside of my realm of possibility? Or Has it been possible for others? And therefore, why wouldn't it be possible for me? And what do I need to start speaking into existence for myself in order to call that into my realm of possibility? And visualization is an amazing way to do this. I absolutely love this. It's simple, it's effective, and your brain doesn't even know the difference. So how about spending just 2 minutes a day, imagining yourself within that completely expanded and extended realm of possibility? Maybe it's imagining the home that you live in, or maybe it's imagining what it feels like to have that figure or that amount with sitting within your bank accounts. Or maybe it's imagining yourself taking that lump sum payment, pay in full option at a dramatically higher price from an ideal client, and how it feels to, you know, take the payment details or see the invoice pop up in your email inbox and how you feel after that. Maybe it's imagining going and eating the most epic, delicious, expensive, and expansive meal at a restaurant that typically would maybe be completely outside of your own possibility. Or maybe it's imagining yourself laying on that incredible white sand beach at the most luxurious 6-star resort in the Maldives. Yes, girl, I'm feeling that right now. And imagining what like it feels like on your skin, what you can smell, what you can see around you. And that's really key in these visualizations. I want you to focus on all of your senses. So focusing on what you experience touching in this visualization, how that feels on your skin, what you're wearing and how that feels on you, what you can taste, what you can like see, really zooming in on the details. If it's your home, okay, what colors are the walls? What is the kitchen countertop like? What kind of stove do you have? What's your view? And thinking about what you can smell, just really invoking those senses. And what this does to your subconscious brain, your subconscious brain actually doesn't know the difference between this visualization and reality. It just knows what is. It just knows that you're experiencing it. And therefore, it helps you to step into the frequency of having already achieved or experienced these things. How amazing is that? So that is your homework for you to imagine truly stepping into that. And notice how that feels in your body after you've experienced that visualization. How do you hold yourself differently? What words come out of your mouth? How do you speak differently? And then starting to make the way that you hold yourself and act and talk and behave, starting to make that your normal, starting to make that your natural habit. And it will organically help you to shift into this new frequency and this new expanded realm of possibility. If you'd love more support through this visualization, then the absolute best thing you could do is actually go to the link below and download my free money magnet meditation. And it's a 10-minute meditation that is the perfect way to start your day. And it will truly, I support you throughout this visualization and meditation and really support you into stepping into those new realms and that new frequency. And it's just a brilliant way to spark your imagination. So there you go. I'm handing it to you on the plate. Go and download that meditation and start expanding your vision for yourself, ladies. That's it for today, ladies. And I will speak to you very soon. Don't forget, every episode goes live every single Tuesday. It's been an absolute joy and pleasure to chat about expanding our consciousness and stepping into radically new realms of possibilities. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to subscribe and to leave a review. It makes a huge difference for us. And I'm just going to send you lots of love and go and get ready for my date night with my husband. I'll see you soon, ladies.